The battle against Walmart saw a significant victory in Maryland, one that hopefully can be replicated and expanded upon in other states. The Democrat-controlled legislature overrode the Republican governor's veto of a bill that would force Walmart to invest 8% of its labor costs in health insurance for its employees. Of the four companies with more than 10,000 employees that operate in Maryland, Walmart is the only one that doesn't meet the 8% threshold. That's because Walmart doesn't believe in workplace standards of any kind. It doesn't even believe in calling its workers employees. Instead, they are associates, as if management is a partner and friend to the 1.6 million Americans who draw their meager paychecks from the largest company in the world. Walmart can more easily be said to be an associate of China, where it buys up 10% of that nation's exports. But Walmart is certainly no friend or associate of its employees, who earn below the poverty level for a family of four. Walmart's crimes against society are too lengthy for a brief radio commentary. It is a worldwide corporate villain, the leader of the pack in the global race to the bottom. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based corporation complains that the Maryland law and other measures being pushed in various localities unfairly singles out Walmart. Well, that's what happens when a company makes itself a model of super exploitation in the quest for super profits. That's what should happen when a corporation provides so little in health benefits that the public must pick up the health care tab, when it encourages its uninsured and underinsured workers to seek out help from the state. The Walton family, which retains the controlling interest in the company, is the most aggressive right-wing force in the drive to privatize public education. The Walton Family Fund, along with the far-right Bradley Foundation, created and lavishly funded a wholly bogus black so-called movement for school vouchers, and then paid for a national advertising campaign that made their hired black political operatives appear to be authentic. The Waltons are buying off black organizations and media wholesale with advertising and contributions. Local NAACP chapters across the nation have been co-opted by the Walton political machine. But they were unable to get to the Maryland legislature, despite intense lobbying by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, whose members would all like to be like Walmart one day. That's why, although Walmart-specific legislation should be encouraged, no one should think that dogging the worst corporations will solve the problem. What's needed is a universal healthcare system, something enjoyed by the citizens of every other developed country in the world. Until healthcare becomes a right, the United States cannot begin to claim a place among the civilized nations of the planet. For Radio BC, I'm Glenn Ford.